Evening, everybody. Pipe Dummies back. Later, we were expecting a normal time. Then we were expecting about 10 minutes late. That was due to lovely Houston traffic. That was taken care of. And then we had another 15 minutes of audio problems. So we're here. We may be a little muffled on one end or the other, but I think we're ready to go.
Yeah. Tonight, we're going to change it up. Jared, you got the 10, so why don't you show them what we're sampling tonight?
Yeah, and I made a nice actual logo for us on the homepage this time on SigFed. That way we're not showing up by Cigar Chat every week. Pick up our game a little bit. Mm-hmm. But yeah, this is one of four in Tsuge's God series. Some non-aromatic natural tobaccos.
Yeah, I don't have tens of these. I actually got sample bags that I actually got from the Drew Estate booth at CPR last year. I actually got some a sample bag of each one of these of the non-aromatic. I actually bought the tens of the aromatic, but I haven't opened any of them up yet. But this is the only one that I've really smoked so far. This is the Samurai God. It's the one that we're smoking tonight. Yeah.
If I can, I just crack this tin open and started fluffing some out of here. I actually had to buy. See, I was at IPCR. They didn't give us any of these, but I didn't really care when they came out. When they got in the SigFed store, I bought one of each of the gods and one of each of the seasons. And I've broken into all the seasons. This is my first god that I've broken into. And it's a sweet one.
Yeah, this is actually the first one I tried. And it's a Virginia tobacco. Let me bring up the info on it here.
Pretty mild to medium blend with a lot of Virginias in it. Should be naturally pretty sweet.
Yeah. The Gungeon combines superlative quality bright Virginias with exotic flavor of select Orientals and a dash of smooth black Cavendish. A mild to medium smoke, this blend is mellow and lightly sweet. And it's got some Perique in it as well. So that's like a winner to me all the way around, to be honest.
Yeah, it smells just. It smells like sticking your head in a bag of the molasses grain, the horse feed. At least that's what I get out of it. I get that out of a few of them, but it's pretty strong in this one to me.
I'll take your word on that.
Yeah, if you've never done that horse feed or cow feed with the molasses in it, you wouldn't know, but it's just literally oats and grain soaked in molasses, and it smells really sweet. It's pretty good stuff, honestly. I don't know about eating. I haven't tried to eat it, no, but
it smells awesome. You know, pretty good stuff. Did you take a little nip of it?
I never did, but it can't be that bad. It's just oats and grains with molasses, and I suppose if you had to, you could survive off of it.
Isn't that called granola?
Very similar. May not be FDA approved, you know, human grade, but not too bad.
I'm actually smoking mine in my Tsuge as well. I think you can really see it because
it comes out pretty good over here. It might be darker on your end, but it comes out quite well. Only problem on my end for you is the muffled sound, but it beats zero sound.
True.
And I hate to say it, but we just seem to be cursed around here. We either have issues getting home, issues getting sound, issues with Google Hangouts, kids, something seems to keep hitting us here.
Hello.
But we're going now. And I was actually going to go inside. I had another pipe that I kind of forgotten about hiding in a little desk drawer that I temporarily used and then moved inside and forgot it's full of cigar bands and lighters and cutters and a pipe. So I'm going to go grab that one. It's probably better for my Virginians here. But yeah, kids getting a shower. So my wife and him were doing that, and the door was locked to the garage, and I don't got keys. So, all right, guess I'm not going to grab that pipe. Speaking of problems. I always got to be careful with Virginias because I'll get to my cigar smoking methods and I'll start going a little quick on it, and these Virginias will heat up on you fast.
Oh, yeah. And they'll bite you. You do that.
Mm-hmm. I've had it happen. It's like, whoa, slow down. So, I guess we can go ahead and start with our first question, too. Our main guy over here actually lives literally 2 minutes from my house, maybe three. So, asking up all the Suge lines, is there a favorite among the lines with us? I don't know. How many Suge lines have you had?
Just this one, honestly, because about season 10 is the aromatics. And I don't smoke as many aromatics, and when I usually do, it's almost exclusively in the winter. But I've smoked quite a bit of this Samurai God, and so I guess this will have to be my favorite. I mean, I'm just now kind of getting into the Suge line.
Yeah, I've had really all four seasons, and then this one, and then really that's it. Didn't Suge have a hand in the Drew Estate blends?
Yeah, I think they blended them. Like, they didn't blend them, but they created them.
Right.
Actually, Mick Melillo is the one that created them.
Right, that's what I was thinking. I wanted to make sure I wasn't just out of my mind. That's what I thought. And on those, I guess really on the Suge lines, I've mostly only had aromatics.
Really?
Because I've had the seasons, which were all aromatics. And then, like, the Drew Estate ones, the heirloom cherry, which I almost hate to admit, I thought was great. I know Logan absolutely hated it, but for cherry tobacco, it actually kept the flavor. So, like I said, I hate to admit that I like that strong cherry Boone's Farm, but it was pretty good. Like, I smoked the whole tin pretty fast, so I guess I liked it.
There's nothing wrong with that. I mean, your most traditional old-time tobaccos were either flavored with vanilla or cherry. So,
right.
You know, like, you know, cherry just means they're keeping with tradition, like the old-timers.
Yeah. And I've had a couple other cherry tobaccos that just did not hold up. They'd smell great, but just had horrible flavor. I mean, it wasn't even a good natural flavor behind the topping. It was just kind of blah the whole way through. So, to have me, that Drew Estate one held up.
Was it Abacus? Is the Blood Moon one? Or the Colt? It's the Colt one. The Colt tobaccos.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah. Abacus.
Yeah.
Yeah. I never had that.
They're they have two. The Blood Moon, that's the new one that just came out. The one first one, it's a cherry one. And I heard it is fan-freaking-tastic. I mean, it's got a ton of really positive reviews. Even people that don't really care for aromatics really seem to like it a lot. So that's one that's really on my radar.
Yeah, I'm interested in getting into the rest of these God series so I can actually have had some of Fugue's more traditional blends, or non-aromatics, at least, I should say.
Yeah, this one, this era, this Virginia, it's really good. Mine, I'll let dry out probably a little bit more than I wanted it to. But I'm getting like a nice sweet hay flavor. A little bit like of a bacon spice flavor. I'm on that retro hell, definitely pick up that Perique. Like, I get that spice to it on a Red Hill.
I'm getting some of the sweet hay, a little like a hay and almost a honey sweetness. But then again, mine is fresh out of the tin. But I popped the tin in packets, though. This has not been drying out at all. So we'll probably get a little bit of some profiles here.
Yeah, I get that honey. That's honey is one that I got pretty good on this one as well. Now that it's a little bit too dry, what I think is a little too dry, I'm not getting it as much, but it's definitely there.
No, yeah, that's great. That's it. I finally got a good retro on that one. It doesn't burn, doesn't hurt, but I can definitely pick up the aroma of it a lot stronger. And so while we're smoking along to our next stage here, let's go to our next question here. If I remember right, the same guy, I believe his name is Isaac, I think. But it's easier for me to say that than try and see what his name is and just butcher whatever his handle is here. But speaking of aromatics, is there a method to smoking these for an enjoyable experience? I smoke mainly English blends and Virginia Periques. Aromatics for me are disappointing and burn hot even at pace smoking. Now, that last sentence, if you don't pace pretty slow, those aromatics can get hot on you.
Yeah, not only will they get hot, they'll gurgle real bad. It'll just get really nasty. That's why a lot of pipe smokers detest aromatics. That's why Logan is such a pipe snob, because there is a lot of really bad aromatics out there. But there's a lot of really good ones. For instance, Boswell Pipes, they make some out-freaking-standing aromatics. I mean, you get a good flavor from them, but they're not like soppy, wet, where they'll gurgle in your pipe and stuff.
That's the worst.
They've got a really good, aromatic casing on them. It's just enough where you can get the flavor, but not overwhelm the natural tobacco flavor either. They're probably my favorite of all the aromatics.
Next week we're doing the Boswell Sweet Mile, so we'll get to hit on that pretty heavy and some aromatic talk next week. Heavy.
Yeah. Other than that, I mean, I don't have too much in the aromatic. Like, C&D has Autumn Morning. That is fantastic too. It's got like a maple syrup almost casing on it, where it's almost like breakfasty, like pancakes or something when you're smoking it. And it tastes freaking fantastic. I don't have any issues with it as well. And I have friends that love it when I smoke that one, because the room note is amazing. It smells like you're in a pancake factory almost.
Oh, yeah. You smell
pancake, waffles, and maple syrup. It's crazy. Peterson Connoisseur's Choice is another one. That a lot of the Petersons, their aromatics aren't gloppy aromatics as well. They're usually really good, high-quality ones, too. I know Connoisseur's Choice had a friend of mine that he actually smoked up at our cigar shop in Biloxi, and it's got an amazing room note on that one as well. Real sweet, almost kind of runny kind of a note. It just smells really good. That's kind of a good thing. As a matter of fact, an aromatic, and I think we've talked about this before, an aromatic is what got me in the pipes in the first place. I used to shoot archery competition, 3D archery, and
right
either my senior year in college or right my first year out of college, I can't remember exactly when it was, but I was actually shooting at a competition. And I could smell this older man. He was smoking a pipe. It was a cherry tobacco, aromatic. And I could smell it. Oh, man, that smells so good. So we just happened to get behind him, and I shot my targets and everything. And I had one of my best scores ever that I've ever had, right? I was like, wow, man. And I felt that because, that smell just kind of comforted me, So I shot the next week's match, and I did okay Next week did okay. And next week I got in front of him, and you shoot in pairs, usually 2 to 4, because you got to keep score for the other person that's shooting that's in your group. So I was in the group in front of him instead of the group behind him, and I stole it again, shot another great score. So I thought, damn, maybe I think it got pipe for lax in me and I can shoot better. So after that, I would kind of just hang around to register. So I saw him register, and then I went and registered behind him. So I always shot right after him, and my scores were always pretty good. So after that, loving that smell, I decided, I want to give this a try. So I bought, I can't remember, actually, I don't even remember. My first pipe was I can't remember what it was, Italian pipe. It was for pipes and cigars. I bought that, and I can't even remember. My first tobacco was actually GLP's Hades Delight, and I bought some Boswell's because a friend of mine had given me some sample Boswell's aromatics, and I really enjoyed them. My second pipe I know was a Boswell pipe, which I'll smoke that next week with the Boswell tobacco. And I use that exclusively for Boswell aromatics. Nothing goes in that pipe but Boswell aromatics. But that's how kind of I got into pipes, was because of an aromatic. So, you know.
So I guess the first thing about aromatics is you got to make sure you get a quality one, not just anybody's aromatic. Because that could definitely turn you off. And then since there's nothing else that I do, I have one pipe that I use aromatics in, and that's one only thing I do. And then I pack them the same, I light them the same, and I just try to smoke them at a slightly slower pace. Other than that, there's not too much I do different with aromatic.
Yeah, I don't do anything differently when I smoke aromatic. It just, I treat it like a Virginia. I just smoke it, you know, slow, you know, just at a nice, easy pace. That's all I do. Usually what happens is I get a bite or a funkiness about them, I'll get that gargle.
Right.
And when I get that gargle, I just take a pipe cleaner down in there, get a little bit of moisture out, and then slow down.
I think the best thing I got from my aromatics is that I use that Drew Estate Suge pipe that has the bowl underneath the bowl that you can pack extra tobacco in that acts as a filter to grab on it moisture, and that keeps me from getting that gurgle.
Yeah, I need to get one of those. I definitely need to get one of those.
I know when I smoke aromatics in it and then I dump out that bottom bowl, it's just soaking wet tobacco. But when I smoked it, no issues. So it does its job quite well under there.
Hello. Last year, Grant Batson was saying they're actually coming out with a more affordable version of that pipe, too. So it'll be, you know, more approachable for people. So maybe we'll, you know, see more people with those that style of pipe.
Yeah, $300 gets a little steep for one pipe for most purchasers. Guess we'll.
Yeah, I'm enjoying this tobacco.
I'll go ahead and clear this up for Isaac here. It is Isaac. That's why I was right. Well, DASR stands for Digital Air Search Radar. So that explains that. I've heard all that. My dad used to work on towers, satellite navigation, Starfix, a lot of stuff like that. So I recognize some of that. But easier to say Isaac than DASR. Gotta watch myself. I'm gonna get hot here. I'm trying to go too fast.
Yeah, this is a really good smoke. It's light. It's pretty light for me. Thank God after last week.
Oh, yeah. Last week, it turned off the broadcast. It's about all stood up and laid down for a minute. That stuff was killer.
Yeah, I went and took a cold shower, straight cold shower, and just sat there for 30 minutes in the shower.
Oh, yeah, it's even worse sitting outside, getting a little humid, out the air conditioning, trying to smoke that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm smoking this a little bit too fast now because I'm getting a little bit of moisture buildup and my tip of my tongue is getting a little bit of a bite. But
yeah, I felt a little moisture had a little gurgle a second ago, and I got rid of that by just slowing it down. Haven't had to clean it out yet.
Only thing that I don't like about my Suge is that it can be hard to get a pipe cleaner past that bamboo piece.
Yeah, now this uses a little straight shaft.
And also, I kind of made a mistake ordering some of these pipe cleaners. Ordered the taper pipe cleaners, the ones that are tapered. I don't know why I did that. Because I don't really care for the tapered ones. I don't even know why they make them. I really don't. I don't know what their purpose is for. Like, I can't even get that pipe cleaner in there.
I didn't know they made paper ones.
Did you say paper?
Yeah, is that what you said?
No, tapered. It's a tapered.
Gotcha. Yeah. I'm saying paper ones. Why would they make them out of paper? I don't get it. Gotcha. Tapered, yeah. That. I see a point to it, but you've got a straight one. You could push it through. You know, it's small enough to get started, but big enough to really clean it out if you can get all the way through. So I guess it really just depended on the size of your pipe to begin with. Yeah, this is I don't know why, I was thinking this tobacco would be a little stronger than it is, just based on the name, not knowing anything about it until I looked it up and found out that it was just a mild to medium, but it just had a... Read the book before its cover. Judged a book by its cover.
Yeah, when I have smoked this before, it's almost been exclusively with my morning coffee. And it goes really well with that, too.
Mm. Yeah, mine just became a little bit more nutty. I don't know if it's a transition or if it's a little hot, but it's kind of a little nutty on me now.
Yeah, I get the nuttiness too. I gotta be careful, it's getting a little bit hot.
Yeah, I gotta keep watching it. It's easier to just let it kind of go out a little bit and give it another a light up, because I mean, if you look at that tobacco, it is almost all of Virginia. It is a very light colored mix of tobacco.
Yeah.
I mean, the Cavendish and Perique are just vaguely spotted in between there.
Yeah, it's definitely. It hadn't really changed much for me at all. I mean, I still got that sweet haze. A little can of baking spice. I get that honey you were talking about, that sweetness. I mean, and I get that nuttiness, but I don't get it very strong. It's kind of faint, but it could be because mine's drier than yours too.
Yeah, it just changed up a little bit again to a little bit more of the honey. It was really strong, nutty, and a somewhat dry smoke for a few puffs there, and then it went back to a lot of honey and hay. So it may just be it heating up and cooling off back and forth, really changing the profile of it.
Yeah.
Because I've definitely got this bowl a lot cooler than I started out with. It's kind of pretty hot at a point there.
Yeah, mine's
hot. Had to slow it down. Yeah, smoking a Virginia like this, just about like smoking an aromatic. I mean, you got the same problems.
Yeah. I think that's one. While I'm probably, you know, lean a lot more towards the English, especially the Oriental, but, you know, Balkan blend. Just they're more forgiving. And I just kind of like, I like the Balkan blends is probably my favorite because I like that little bit of floral note with that smokiness from the Latakia. You know, I kind of like that combo, but I kind of do like it to where it's more forgiving of a smoke as well, you know?
Right.
But
it definitely is.
Flavor. I love the flavor of Virginia, though, too, you know?
Yeah, the sweetness they add for me is nice. Yeah, if I keep this thing at a steady pace and don't get it too hot, it stays with the honey. It's almost mostly honey to me now with the hay in the background. It's that natural sweetness from all that Virginia definitely comes through if I don't get it too hot. If I can go that slow.
Yeah, I'm trying to slow it down, but because I dried it out a little bit too much, if I don't pull on it more rapidly than I want to, it will go out. So I'm having to pull, which makes it burn a little bit hotter than I want it to. Like my bowl is pretty hot to the touch.
Yeah, I got mine nice and cool now. As long as I can keep it lit. I imagine the room note on this one's a good bit better than say an English or you know, your heavier's also.
Definitely. You know what this kind of reminds me of is a lot of golden slice. The oil at golden slice.
Right. Yeah. It's been a little while since I had it, but I kind of remember it.
It's got that nice, sweet, honey flavor. The bit right. Where it has that spicy note from the perique. Of course, oil that doesn't have that. But like that, it's, you know, oil like I get a lot of honey out of that. So it kind of reminds me of that.
Yeah, there's a lot of honey, and my tongue has just a little bit of tingle from spice from that perique. Nothing heavy, just enough to let you know it's there and give you something other than that sweet note.
Yeah. And I like that. It's a good contrast. Yeah, I'm burning this in a small bowl. And as I'm letting it burn down, it's actually losing some of that sweetness. I'm picking up more spice.
Getting hot towards the bottom of that?
Yeah. And now that I've tamped it, I'm picking up the nutty note again. Where a minute ago, I didn't get it at all. Like I got it. When the first third of the bowl ended, I started getting that nutty note. And then it started kind of fading away, but I just tamped it at the bottom. I get it again.
Yeah, I got to say, this was definitely a really good morning smoke. It's not too heavy. Tad bit of spice, lots of sweetness, a lot of honey. I mean, I think that would go very well in the morning.
Yeah.
A little light for an evening smoke.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have a really big sample of this. I probably have smoked it 4 or 5 times, I think, in the morning. And every time it's been in the morning with my morning coffee, and it's been really outstanding, really good. So this is one. And for everybody watching, it's kind of the reason we picked this one to go first is because this one I had the most experience with. Because I knew I really enjoyed it. So, you know, do something at CJ that's non-aromatic. We didn't pick this one because it's one that I've, you know, as a matter of fact, the reason I didn't try the other ones just yet is I like this one so much. Every time I go try to, you know, the other series, those other three guys, I'm like, I just want to have some more of the samurai. Yeah.
I'm really interested in the other ones just to see if I can't find one with a little bit more strength to it, different profile.
Yeah, I'm sure the other ones are.
Nothing wrong with this one, but I'm really interested to just try those other ones.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Okay, so let's see. Fujin, this is the wind god. Burley, Kentucky, it's going to be stronger. Parikh in Virginia. So, strength is right at medium. Let's see. Raijin, Thunder God. This one has Kentucky, Latakia, Turkish, and Virginia. So actually, this one should be right up my alley.
You said that was the Raijin?
Raijin.
Yeah, this one?
Medium and strong. Bingo.
I mean, just looking at that red guy with that face kind of dancing around tells me it might be a little bit stronger. Robust blend. Generous portions of Parikh.
When the last
Coast one is Burley's Virginia tips.
The last one is Ryujin, is the dragon god. And, this one's sexy. Virginias with smoky Latakia, spiciness of Acadia Black, a rare fire cured fermented tobacco made the same way as Parikh.
Yeah, so we definitely sort of at the bottom of the ladder on this one, strength wise.
That's it. Yeah, so in that one is straight on strong. So the dragon god is the top god.
And it does have a big dragon on the front of the container, so I guess it's not too surprising that one might be a little stronger. When I pay attention to the cover of this one, the Gungeon here, it's pretty wispy. You know, he's looks like clouds and wind and bow and arrow compared to the other ones that are a little more animated.
Yeah, what I like about this too is I've been interested in the history of the samurai for a really long time. That's because I took 8 years of Aikido when I was younger, when I was in high school, junior high and high school, and when I went to college to pick something to do as well. So I've always had a real strong interest in Japanese culture, especially the samurai, and some of the Japanese folklore, you know, with these gods too. So, like when Shige came out with this, I was like, "Oh man, this is freaking badass!" So I definitely wanted to get some of this to try it out. Just off that on its own.
Yeah, we're gonna have to get into the seasons coming up too, because those are actually some pretty good ones. I'm trying to know which one now.
That's my favorite.
What was that?
We have to do summer. The summer Sugoi.
Yeah, summer daydream. Yeah, I remember summer daydreams. It was a little lighter one. It wasn't my favorite one.
Well, I'll take lighter when it's 100 degrees, 100% humidity out here in Houston.
Well, we've got about the same. Same weather. I just get a little more of the golf breeze on me than you do, but
yeah,
I think it's humid.
Yeah. I'm used to humidity, but Houston has a real bad mosquito problem that I can't stand.
You got that right. We've actually, well, like I said, we've been lucky. Our mosquitoes have been really down, but we also haven't had rain in so long. I can't keep enough water on my grass to keep it alive. It just turns to hay by the end of the day, no matter what. If I had an automatic sprinkler system installed, that'd be okay, but I haven't gotten to that point yet.
I have one here. This yard, this house doesn't drain as well. So I was sprinkling, having the sprinkler on come on at 4 times a week. Now we backed off at 3 times. Now I've got it just at 2 times because 2 times seems to be perfect for this yard.
Man.
But water is expensive over here.
I say that's handy if you only got to do it 2 times a week. That's great. I got to water mine almost every day to actually see a difference coming about in it. Which would be easy if I didn't have to move a sprinkler around the yard, but I want to install a system, but I live on top of a bunch of black clay, and you know how fun that is to dig in. Wet or dry, it's not easy. Just another one of those to-do lists that I can't ever get to.
Yeah, red clay water back home. That's Sweden kind of a comeback now. This is all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the thing is, it's not complicated, but it's interesting because it's the same flavor. They just kind of come and go. Like they swap. It's almost like, you know, Batman's Arch Enemy Two-Face. Because it's like 1 minute I get that hay, 1 minute I get that honey, the 1 minute very sparingly I get that nuttiness and this gone, that spice, that creepy spice that I get, it's kind of always there, but as it's burned down, it's gotten stronger and stronger and stronger and stronger. But it's not overwhelming, but it's definitely way more present than it was at the beginning. How was yours? Yours was fresh out of the tin with a, you know, good moisture content. So what was it like to you, Samora?
I was going to say, you know, the beginning there was sweet hay and a lot of honey. Then I had it stayed there for a while, went to that really nutty, dry profile for just, I don't know, a minute or two, pretty short. Then back to sweetness. The hay kind of went out. It was mostly honey. And now that perique is kicking up. My mouth has a lot more bite to it. I shouldn't say bite, spice. It's not giving me a bite, but there's a spice coming out of it now. And this, I kind of get the honey, but it's almost buried between underneath spice and a little bit of smokiness.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I mean, I'm getting it more now than I did in the middle.
I'm trying to go slow to not keep getting too hot on me, but it's pretty tough to keep this at a perfect temperature and going.
Yeah. That's what my problem is. It's a balancing act between keeping it cool and keeping it lit. You know, like I said, I think this one, one of my favorite reviewers on YouTube is Stuffing Things. The guy's name is Bradley. He does an amazing job reviewing pipes about this. I love all his reviews. And, you know, he rates the moisture content in a tin, you know. And I kind of like that because it's one thing that even to me still now, it's hard for me to judge is the tobacco at the right moisture level before the smoke? Those are people say, oh, yeah, well, I left it out, let it dry out in the air for 3 hours, or, you know, I smoked it right out of the tin, or, you know, like people say with golden slice, you want it to dry out past the point where you think it's almost not smokable because it's so dry. That's where you want to smoke it at. Because I'm going to tell you with that one, man, oh, my God, I fought that moisture content on that one so much. Because when it comes in beautiful flakes. So I would take the flake and, you know, leave it out, or I'd go ahead and rub it out, leave it out for what I thought was, you know, just a brief time, come back to it, and it's like completely dry. They're like a dry fall leaf, just crunching in your hand. I'm like, I didn't figure it out that long, you know, but people say, oh, that's where you want to smoke it at. That's almost where this was. It's a little bit more moist, but with the Golden Slice, I felt like I kept having to do the paper towel and the Tupperware trick. Got it, then it would get kind of mucking in. Then I try to let it, you know, dry out a little bit more, get go too far, redo the paper towel trick. It was kind of like going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. And another one I had to fight that with was Bayou Morning, C&B's Bayou Morning, which is another outstanding smoke. I freaking love that one. This another one, just like this. So if you like Bayou Morning, matter of fact, kind of a segue, this, if you like that, you'll definitely love this one. Because actually, I said Golden Slice, Bayou Morning is a more, it's this with more perique. It's basically what it is. And it's super, super tasty. I freaking love it. But that's another one I kind of, you know, play around with the moisture content on that as well. But like, I think this one, it sounds to me like as soon as you pop that tin, it's ready to go. The moisture content is just right, it sounds like. I mean, because it, when I smoked this, I smoked the bowl the week I got back from IPCPR, and it was spectacular. This one here, now that I let it dry out, it's got a lot more of a spice kick. That's one thing I've noticed with it dried out as much. And of course, it's burning hotter, obviously, you know, because they don't have that buffer, that moisture in the tobacco to keep it cool and keep that taste spicy thing. You know, but I get more intense flavor, so like that, but it's just something, the moisture content is always something that's a little bit tricky to deal with on these things, especially in Virginia's, I mean. English is not so much. I don't know why. Maybe because they're, you know, some are cooked or smoked, so they're more forgiving on everything, you know, but Virginians always have a hard time judging the correct moisture content and when I want to pack it in my pipe and, you know, smoke it.
It's funny you mention a Bayou Morning and how much you like that tobacco, because I did review that one. Was that? Actually, it was a year ago. Almost a year ago. About a week away from a year ago, I reviewed that one. Different opinion.
You didn't like that one?
No. Now, again, I guess I could say I need to revisit, because a year ago I still had not been smoking pipes for very long at all. But,
I mean, you could just not like it, too. I mean, that's okay.
What's that?
I say, or it is, you just really don't like it. I mean, it's,
yeah, it could be. I need to revisit again just to figure out which it was, but I said that it, let's see, I gave it 2 stars, you know, which is, I'd take it when it's free, but I wasn't going to go buy it. And what I say, if you like perique and the bite that it has, this may be for you.
Well, yeah, that's right. That's one of its biggest things is perique. It's heavy on the, I think it's like 25% or more perique in there. I mean, it's a hefty amount. No.
That's why I said, if you like that, it may be for you, but it wasn't in my wheelhouse. At least then it wasn't. Maybe it is now, but I didn't care for it too much. So this one I like better. It's a lot smoother. Although the bottom of this bowl has definitely got a lot more, it's a lot drier. I get almost no sweetness and I get a lot of perique now.
That's exactly what I'm getting. But here's the thing. You just said this one was a little bit stronger. To me, that's what Bayou Morning is. It's like a stronger version of this, spicier version. You know, that's Bayou Morning is to me. It might be something you might want to revisit.
Oh, I know I need to. I've got some sitting back behind me here. It's just funny that once you start reviewing all this stuff, you don't find a lot of time to smoke something for fun. I've got to smoke this cigar and this cigar and this pipe tobacco and this pipe tobacco to do my review, my shows.
I don't know.
Stuff.
And when it's hot out, I'm not going to come out here and smoke a pipe. It's just because it's too hot. I don't know. I eat pipe and it's a lot cooler. It's just the way I am. When the fall hits, oh man, I want a pipe. When it gets cold in the fall, which here, when it gets cold, it's mid-November when it starts getting a little bit crisp, a little cool. It never gets cold, but that's when I'll start smoking. I'll be by cigar to pipe ratio is more balanced. Like right now, it's 95% cigar by far.
That's why I built this little room here, because trying to sit outside and smoke, it's just horrible. I mean, it'll get cool out once the sun goes down, but you have to get far enough away from the house. I got a stucco house that holds the heat. Great for inside, bad if you're outside. It's that wall, you know, you can about cook some food on the side of that house there in the evening on the side that the sun goes down on. And just sitting outside is just miserable. So I'd have a hard time enjoying anything I smoked. I probably have a bunch of, you know, 75 reviews on all my cigars and twos and all the pipes, because I'd be like, I didn't like it. I was sweating. I was tired. I couldn't like it. I had to get out of here.
Now you understand my dilemma since I moved here.
No, I get it. When I first moved into this house, I didn't have anything, because the last place I had a smoke room. I had a big smoke room. Moved here, I had nothing except sitting outside of the garage, which, you know, for maybe 3 months a year is kind of bearable. Yeah. But after that, it's tough. So I went ahead and just this little corner in the garage, I had to build the fourth wall over here, drywall, tape, float, paint it, put a door on it, and I had a smoke room. So I went that way real quick. I'm going to cost me a few $100 to make a smoke room.
That's awesome.
I mean, it's not a smoke lounge. I'm not bringing five friends over. I could probably fit 2 to 3 people in here max.
But yeah.
Heck, I got all my tobacco behind me. I got a small tower humidor here, DVD player, TV, surround sound, and AC. That's all I need.
Yeah. One thing I do miss is my man cave. I think I might think of this bowl. I just try to relight it and it's nothing. Oh, I just won't light.
You got some wind too.
Yeah,
it's pretty windy down here right now.
Man, if I didn't have this wind, I'd have melted right here.
Yeah, I see that nice humidity, you know, moisture on your face where you just sit still and you sweat.
Yeah, I never forget when I was younger. My cousin was in Desert Storm in 91, and he came back from Kuwait and said, oh, my God, I forgot how hot it was here. He said, man, it feels way hotter here than it did in Kuwait. I'm like, it was like 115 degrees in the day. He's like, yeah, but it was no humidity. The humidity kills you.
Yeah, I almost hate to use that, but it's a dry heat thing, but it really is a difference. I mean, 105 here, because I've been in Houston at 105 degrees, is miserable. You can walk from the front door to your car 10 feet away. You sit down, you're like, you feel the sweat. You're already sweating.
Yeah.
When we go to Vegas, it's 105, but man, it's hot. This is great. It's hot, but it is so comfortable. I can take this all day.
I'm going to find out in a couple weeks. I haven't been to Vegas yet.
It's coming fast.
Yep. I got my plane ticket ready to go.
Yep, I'm all ready. A few things to take care of, but we'll be there.
Well, do you want to give it a final review here? What do you think? What's your opinion on it?
You want to go first because yours is already out. I got a little more. I'm trying to finish the bottom of this bowl here.
Yeah, I mean, I thoroughly enjoyed this one. I really do. And I mean, I'm not a huge Virginia person, but I really do enjoy this. I love more of the Virginia Perique blend than just straight Virginias. But I mean, to me, if Virginia has a little niche in my smoking rotation, then it's got to stay in. Because sometimes I like that bready kind of hay sweetness, you know, honey sweetness kind of flavor sometimes. And, like, especially in the morning. Like, when I smoke this one, I use this in the morning with my cup of coffee. And man, it is so tasty in the morning. I love it. It's one of my favorites so far, Virginia blend. I really do enjoy it. Like I said, you get that combo that, you know, that kind of that hay flavor, that honey. You get a little bit of nuttiness. I didn't get as much of it as you did, but like I said, I think it's because of the dryness of mine. You get that spice in there, that perique spice in it. And all those flavors are always there. But for me, in this bowl, and I have, you know, this bowl, it's not incredibly big. It's the kind of, you know, it's a little bit of a small size, small, medium size. It's kind of like a roller coaster with those flavors. I mean, because they all kind of come to the forefront a little bit more than other ones all throughout the bowl. So it's not complex, but yeah, it is. I mean, it's the same four flavors, but they kind of all go in and out in your, along your palate different. So I kind of enjoy that. And like I said, when it gets down the bottom of the bowl, for me, I get more of that perique. I get more spice, a little bit more oomph to it. But to me, it's definitely it's mild to me. Like I really don't feel dirty, any kind of nicotine buzz whatsoever from this one, but it's still very, very tasty. I'm trying to get thinking what kind of score I would give it. I'd probably give it a 3.5. Solid 3.5. I mean, I was trying to decide between a 3 and a 4, leaning towards a 4. But I thought about a 3.5 is what I'd give it.
Well, I'm glad I was smoking a little more too, because speaking of our undulating roller coaster ride here, as heavy spice and freak as it got, then I got down, man, I'm down pretty close to the bottom of this bowl here, and it was fairly hot. Then I had to give it a little light to keep it going, and I thought this thing was going to get stronger. Went back to honey and hay. I mean, the freak lightened up, the honey and hay came back, and it just cooled off again.
Yeah,
that was the funny part. I don't know how that came back to that.
Yeah, and I enjoy that, you know.
So I've gone through all honey and hay to nutty to perique to honey to perique heavy to honey and hay. And that's how it's getting drier, though. The mouthfeel is getting drier, but the flavors are staying about the same now. I'm sure it'll probably go back to perique one more time before I finish this bowl.
Yeah, I definitely wish I had a bottle of water out here with you or something. But
yeah, towards the end, it would be good to have something to drink on this one. It gets a little. I'm probably going to put this one at a 3 for myself.
Yeah,
it's a good one for me when it's on sale. It's, I don't know, it's good. Maybe it's just a little too light for me. Yeah. So let's be picky. One's too strong. This is too light. So, you know. I guess we'll have to get baby bear's porridge in here and something will fit me just right.
Yeah. Yeah, kind of. That's kind of what I go for in my Virginia. So it being light to me is okay. Like, I expect my Virginia to be light.
Oh, yes. You know?
Like, my Orla Golden Slice, I know Logan doesn't like it, but I really enjoy it. And it's almost nothing but toasty, like bread toast with hay and honey. I mean, that's it. I mean, but sometimes it's all I really want. It's all I want. It's something easy and light and it's, you know, chill with. Especially when it's super hot and humid out. I mean, I don't want any, I don't want my Boston sobriety, honestly. You know, I think I'm right. There's no time I wouldn't want Boston sobriety. It's a bit too real. But like something heavy, like any the real heavy, a lot of Kia blends, I don't want that. I don't want that when it's hot and humid outside and I'm trying to smoke it the pipe. A light Virginia is perfect for the summertime. So that's kind of why I don't dig it really, because it's light. Because everything has its place. But I mean, if it's something, you know, all year round kind of a thing, no, probably not. You know, I would probably rather have like maybe Dunkin' Elizabethan mixture for all year round. But this is definitely a very tasty smoke for sure.
Yeah, I've got no faults against it.
You kind of ding it a little bit because it is light. I'm giving it props because it is light. But that's the great thing about this.
Yeah, it's not a lot of flavors, but it's changing on me again. This thing it goes back and forth the entire bowl.
Yeah.
That's a definite plus if you want something to keep you awake.
Yeah.
One tobacco, multiple little light profiles. It's going a lot more medium now. It was pretty mild for the first half, but it's a lot stronger now. Nice bottom of the bowl build up here.
Right. Yeah, I enjoyed it. I thoroughly enjoyed it. Now, I don't know if I stockpile like 50 tins of it, but I thoroughly like it. I know that. I definitely will always have a 3-tin tin around for sure.
Just gotta smoke it slow. Keep it cool.
Yeah, I mean that is one problem that I had. Did you have that problem with that balancing act between keeping it lit and keeping it cool, or? Because I think, like you said, you had a much higher moisture content than the one that I just had. But it sounds like we both had a balancing act we had to deal with.
And very similar profiles. So it looks like whether you smoke it a little wet or a little dry, you're not really going to lose the gist of this tobacco.
No. Mm-hmm.
But it has been pretty close to our hour here, and I think we've beaten this horse to death.
Yeah.
Given our reviews. So next week, Tuesday, hopefully on time or right around it, as long as we have no more issues, we will be smoking some Boswell's Sweet and Mild. Get some aromatics. So I know Logan hasn't joined us for a while. He probably definitely won't be joining us next week. But we'll be back. And
yep.
That's about all we got tonight. No more questions. Good to go. So we'll see y'all next week.